Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses.
On the Couch with M&M is proudly brought to you by My Admin Partner and Beyond Figures Bookkeeping.
Hi team, and thank you for joining us for another edition on the Couch with M&M. Today we are here discussing property management. For some people, a very favorite topic. For some others, a very challenging part of their business. So we're really looking forward to covering this topic today, Manos, because we've been through all of those stages, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Our first business, I think we got it to about 20 rentals and we had zero experience. And with the challenges that came through with it, we didn't even know we could actually sell them. So the story is that we rang up a neighboring office and we said, we've got 20 files. We were able to build it to 20. Was it 20 or 25? I can't remember. You know the numbers. And we just said, can you come and pick them up? And I think the director was down there within 10 minutes. We didn't even know we could sell it. So that was our first experience with property management.
Because we worked out, I said, for crying out loud, we're doing all this work. And I remember it like yesterday. It was back in 2004. So we are talking
years
some
ago.
Time ago. Yeah. Everyone said to us, you've got to start a rent roll. You've got to start a rent roll.
And we didn't have much experience in the industry. Zero. Like Menos had like probably zero.
I think I just lost a denim suit that a few weeks. Weeks before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then obviously I was in the industry for a year and a half before working within another office in sales, and we were in our office within, for 6 months, 8 months. Mm. So, you have to understand we were relying totally on a property manager that we've recruited to
and our recruitment strategy wasn't the best.
No, it wasn't, yeah.
So let's go back to it. So starting a rent roll is important in an agency. Mm. It really, really is. But you've got to do it for the right reasons, and you've got to understand all the pros and cons, because a lot of people go out there and say how great it is and how fantastic it is, but we've seen so many times in so many businesses that rent rolls are actually the cause of their dislike of the industry and of partnership breakups, and it's a real
burnout. Some of the directors.
Yeah. Now we're gonna demyth a whole bunch of stuff. There is no money in rent rolls, zero zip, until you get to a critical mass. And critical mass in different businesses is different. Mm. So unless you purchase a rent roll straight off, and hence why banks and accountants love people buying rent rolls, it is not a positive cash flow proposition. Most people will grow it organically. And I'll tell you right now, in the most average of marketplaces, most management fees around the $100 to $120 per month per rental. So you need just
to be 120 now to
well, look,
cover.
Our statistics work out, if it's not $120 in our marketplace, you're actually going backwards. There's actually no profit. Actually costing you to have the property on management.
$120 a month.
Yeah, $120 a month. Yeah. So just to cover the wages and the basic running expenses of a property management division in an existing office, you're going to need at least 50 properties just to break even, if not a little bit more. Mm. And then there's going to be a commitment from the director of time and effort to manage it and so forth. And sometimes you're not going to get the right person. In property management, the biggest challenge at the moment is the consistency of good team members. The biggest challenge we have in property management at this point in time, especially here in Victoria, the average tenure of a property manager is 9 months. So selection of your property management team is absolutely critical, mm. absolutely critical to mm. the performance of your division, and more so to your own peace of mind. But let's go back to the numbers. Okay, so if we're talking about starting a rent roll, the first thing you need to do is work out, has your market got the capacity for you to establish a sizable rent roll? Now, people ask me, what size should my rent roll be? So I do know that if you're under 200 properties, it's very challenging, extremely challenging, not only to manage, but to actually make a profit out of it. So there's a key number there. Once you get to 300, there's some good profit in it. When we're talking about profit, there could be between $50,000 to $100,000 per year of revenue coming in. Now, some people say they're going to pay for the business expenses and all that. I've yet to see $300,000 as an absolute minimum in profit come out of a rent roll unless it's at least 600, 700, 800 properties.
After expenses.
After all expenses and so forth. So, you know, that's a real long burn unless you purchase. But we're not going to be talking about purchasing rent rolls until a little bit later. So number one, understanding that if you're going to make a commitment to rent roll, you need to make a commitment to the size of your rent roll. And it needs to be at 300 for you to have two and a half people in your prop management team to make a sizable profit of $50,000 to $100,000 and then to keep at that level. If you're in growth mode though, all that money is going to be used to grow the rental department. So you're going to be at a break. You want it to be at a break-even point until you get to the next level.
So for a small office with not a huge territory and, you know, with a few salespeople and the expenses are, say, like our Beach Street office expenses, you know, and with one property manager looking after 150, 180 properties, you reckon there's no profit in that if the principal is the BDM?
If the principal is a BDM, that's okay, but I still find it a little bit challenging running a portfolio with one property manager. And the reason I say that is the property manager goes on holidays.
Yeah.
And when they go on holidays, who's gonna take up the slack?
Mm.
Now, if the principal in this instance is a selling principal and he has to come off the tools of selling, which is the core productivity of that principal, the profit that you're going to gain from the rental department is not going to be substantial enough to compensate for the loss in sales.
Yeah.
So there's opportunity costs involved in running a rental business if the director, who's a selling principal, has to spend a lot of their time in there.
And effort in it.
So it's actually easier running a larger rent roll than running a small rent roll.
Yeah.
So once you build a team of 3, 4, 5, or even a team of 10, and just for the maths, if you have a team of 10, you're definitely going to have 1,000 rentals. But when one person's away on holidays, you've got 9 still taking up the slack. When one of your team members leave, you've still got 90% of your business still intact. When you're at 2 people and one person leaves, you've lost 50% of your capacity of work.
But not everyone wants 1,000 rentals.
No, that's right.
Not everyone wants 1,000 rentals in their business. Some people might want to have like 200, 250, and that's a good 100%. Asset, and they manage it, and it, you know, it's a service to their clients as well. If they have a smaller office and they don't have a rent roll, then they have to refer that to an opposition agent. So
100%.
There's ways that they can be profitable at that level, and that's by outsourcing. I think outsourcing in property management these days is massive. We outsource our trust accounting. That's one thing that our girls don't have to do, obviously, within the office. And now we're looking at outsourcing some of the admin work so then it can take the pressure off the property managers, you know. So that in that way they can work it, can't they?
100%. But you need to make a decision. Are you in growth mode or are you going to be in profit
in
mode?
Maintenance.
If you're going to be in profit mode, you will not be in growth mode because you can't have both. You need to make that decision.
Because you have to be overstaffed.
You have to be overstaffed to accommodate the growth. Yeah. And the next critical figure is 500 rentals. 500, it's actually about 450, but let's just work on 500. Then you get some real leverage out of your property management division where you can have both growth and profit. And that's an exciting part. And then to get to 500 to 1,000, now acquisition is one of those big talked about topics in real estate. And I'm just going to put a real reality check.
You're not big on that, are you?
No, I'm not a – look, if you've got a great sales business that's very profitable, my highly recommendation is to grow a rental department. Now, to grow a rental department, if you've got a great sales business, to put on 15 to 25, which is about the industry average that I've known of good rent roll growth, between 15 to 25 net growth per month. So you've got the ability to go from 180 to 250. Now, in any decent marketplace where rent rolls are being sold, to purchase that rent roll, it's going to cost you 700,000, 800,000, if not three times to bring it in. But you've got this challenge of shrinkage, okay? And a lot of directors don't understand the law of shrinkage. In any rent roll, at the end of 12 months due to natural attrition, and it could be landlords moving back in, landlords selling their property, lack of a better service elsewhere, or they're looking for cheaper fees, there is a natural reduction, rent roll loss, shrinkage, as they call it. Look, on average is about 10%. There are some that are a bit lower, but on average it's 10%. So if you purchase a rent roll of 200 today, by the end of 12 months, that rent roll will be at about 180. The following 12 months, it will be at 162. So it just diminishes, but the capital that you've expended to purchase that rent roll still remains the same, unless you've really tipped in some profit.
Yeah, but the idea is that you would purchase to get cash flow.
100% and profitability.
And profitability, because obviously the interest that you're paying, you know, compared to what the rent roll brings in, it's, you know, you've got quite a bit of cash there for cash flow. And then obviously the idea is to keep building it. So if you're going to use 10%, you make sure you put, you know, double that, 20% on, and so then you are in profit. You move forward.
But also, reducing debt is one of those big things that we love to do, and reducing debt will require capital injection and after profits. It's after tax profits. So you've got to take that all into account. So when you do the maths, you've really got to understand where you're at. When either purchasing or building a rent roll, and we love rent roll growth. We just absolutely love it.
But building it. So really, the whole thing is, first of all, you've got to make a decision on the type of business you want. Is that right?
Well, type of business you want based on your market, right? So that number one is your market. Does your market warrant a particular size rent roll? Could you obtain that? That's number one, because there's no point even...
If you don't have restrictions by franchising and things like that,
you know, surely there should be some marketplaces around you.
But if you do, then obviously have a look at the numbers.
That will be a challenge. Number two is your desire, right?
And what business do you want?
Yeah,
how many staff do you want to manage? Do you want a big rent roll? Do you want,
And then research someone who's actually done it and maybe spend a few days with them.
That's a good idea too.
Spend a few days so you understand the full mechanics of rent rolls. And number three, once you've worked out those two and you've made a decision, put a plan in place to start building it. So that was our show today, Maria. Guys, thank you so much for joining us again. And as always, please leave your comments below and share it with a friend you think might benefit from it. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks for joining us.
On the Couch with M&M is proudly brought to you by My Admin Partner, the specialist in real estate trust accounting, and Beyond Figures Bookkeeping, the professionals in real estate financial administration.